DJ Laton.
That good right there?
Yeah, it's better than what it was. Yeah.
Why you guys go so far away?
I don't know why.
What's so far away?
The drinks.
Sure, because there's no room over there because of that.
Phil's make sure I don't drink the whole gin.
That's what I be thinking. That's what I be thinking.
You put it on the bar, nigga. Shit. With the rest of the empties they get over there.
Oh, shoot. Now he got to open the fridge and it's going to shake the cameras. Hurry up.
I just want to get some ice.
You're supposed to put ice in first. That's what the gin in first.
This is my other drink.
You're another drink.
This is still my drink. I just didn't want to be empty during the pot.
This thing said I'm gonna get some ice and got tonic.
This nigga said free gin. He's on his third.
Just like Brian. Russell, let me try that.
He is what I'm saying. Say, yo, this gin for us, man. Now he calls my cops.
I said us, but he only heard the you. He only heard the you and us.
Yeah, I have a gin problem, man.
Are we good?
I have a gin problem.
Oh, shoot. Pour that. Because we're going.
Go like this. Okay.
Right. What was wrong?
The
focus?
Yeah, it was okay, you guys ready?
He has to open his gin.
Oh, shit.
Because I be recording.
Every man that came in there too, so turned the cock the pepper thing away.
No Dr. Pepper.
Bro, we need to get our own alcohol.
No Dr. Pepper.
I said that's a gin.
You gin?
I don't want to drink gin again in my life.
Whiskey? I do whiskey.
I do cognac too.
I do a cognac.
All right, that's it. Yeah. Cognac.
Hey, we started a cognac.
See how fast that went?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, we started a cognac. Yeah, there we go.
Some yak.
Yak, bro.
Yo.
That's what my boy says. I didn't know you guys say that.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't know what the
you know what we gotta do?
Yeah. I'll be all in the
we
audio.
We should find a local
I'll be all in the
that's
audio.
Like just sure. starting or struggling, whatever. Cognac person be like, yo.
Yeah, sure. We can push it.
Sure, we'll push it for you.
Yo, every time I drink Fever Tree, I tag them.
Yeah.
They repost me. I ask them, hey, whatever y'all need a DJ, let me know.
Sure.
They say, oh, I'll let you know.
Are they local?
No, they're not local. They're like Canada, I think.
Well, they're still local.
I think they're Canada. But they just said, oh, I'll let you know.
Okay.
But, like, I seen a bunch of them in Bahamas, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. This is my first time drinking. It smells fucking awesome. What is that?
That's the elder freaking flower, bro. I told you about
elder flower. The freaking
flower. this, you like, yo.
I tasted this on the weekend. I said, yo, I was trying to tell you the long story, but you wasn't listening to my long story.
No, you told me. Okay, start it from the beginning then.
So I was home.
We ain't never going to do this. Fucking.
I was home. I went to this restaurant called the London. They have like mixologists in there. Like no little jokey bartenders. They are real bartenders. Want to taste something?
Yeah, let's taste it.
And I asked, like, I said, frick, I'm here. I'm not getting no regular gin and tonic. I said, can you make me something like gin and tonic, but like, you know?
Yeah.
Little extra. So you take the Hendrix. Then you take this liqueur called like Saint Germain. It's called Saint Germain Elderflower, though.
Okay. Hello.
Right? And he put the gin and the elderflower, and he did something else, man. I think that's the best gin and tonic I ever taste. It's like refreshing and all that.
But other than that fucking pine taste and the aftertaste, that tastes good.
But with this elderflower, I don't know what the hell this is. But
elderflower. I'm going to look that up. Yeah.
That's what it is?
It's a flower. Yeah, of course it's a flower.
It adds something to it, though. It's like, but like.
That's good. I like that.
That drink, is, yeah. I wish.
I just wish it didn't have the aftertaste, though. The aftertaste, I don't like that.
You need that gin in there. That's why.
I'm going to have Dr. Pepper.
You keeping that on? No, you can keep it on. Just
you
got to
tag them, bro. You got to show them that he's
actually. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, keep it on. We'll tag them.
Oh, yeah, tag them. Yeah, man.
Yeah. We'll tag them.
I trying to get them to sponsor me, man.
Yeah, well, we'll do a free sponsor from them right now. Yeah, Dr. Pepper ain't giving us nothing, so put them away.
Bro, Pepsi probably be the first one to sponsor us.
Okay, shit, I lost count of the numbers.
70?
No, 70 was the interview. 71 was...
Last week, then now 72?
That was 72, okay.
You need a mic, man.
Oh, loud mouth motherfucker don't need no mic.
No, watch, watch, watch. If this setup works,
yeah.
Next time, watch what I'm gonna do. Watch what I'm gonna do. Anyways, hey, John Kizzy, you know who is he? AKA Philly G, because they know who I be. I'm here with King Tigger.
What's up?
And DJ Laton.
I'm back.
And hey, we started a podcast. We're on episode. We just said it.
72.
As you see, we're at a different location. Our current studio is under renovations, and they wasn't done in time. We had to get shit done.
We had a different location. Nigga, we had a backup location.
We had a different.
We had the original spot.
We had the original spot.
Now, yeah, you know, we downstairs in the hood house.
Came back home
what did I say?
We had a different location.
It's different than last episode.
This will be cook the chickens 5-0.
Oh,
I joking.
Shoot. May as well give a shout out.
Yeah, I mean, no, I wasn't there. I was at.
You want to tell the story?
I ain't telling no story. I'm going to leave a few key details open. But me and Chef Lou went over to Two Boys, so free promotion for them right now. Grab some food. This is my last day of Ramadan, so we went over to grab some sandwiches and whatnot. And we finally met. I don't know if these two met any of our followers / fans. And yeah, just giving a quick shout out to Shay. You know what I mean? So great to meet you. You've been pleasant, you know. And hopefully we meet future fans down the road. Shut up, man. DJ, because I know you're ready to say something.
Thanks for protecting our streets,
guys.
And our country.
And our country, yes.
Your
service is appreciated.
Oh, and yeah, since we gave him a shout out, we should tell him because he was looking for it. We are going to get into that J. Cole comeback.
Definitely.
I ain't going to call it a diss. I'm going to say it a response.
Jeez.
It wasn't a diss. It was a response.
Unfortunate, man.
Well, we must have covered that.
Yeah, right, you know what? Let's start with that. Unfortunate. Laton's dying to get that.
No. I'm not. I can wait. No,
DJ kept saving for the pod. I'm going to save it for the pod.
Yes, I'm going to save it for the pod.
So let's get it over.
All right.
Let's get it
over. So first off, let's talk about the Kendrick verse. Because, actually, it didn't even start with the Kendrick verse. It started with First Person Shooter, didn't it? Maybe. Well, I shouldn't say it started there. That's what bring it to where it's at.
So what brought it to light is what you're saying?
Yeah, because that's what Kendrick responded to.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
it opened the door for him. It's something he's waiting for, I think.
Kendrick's hungry, man. He wants a rap beef.
He wants it.
He wants.
I agree.
He wants someone to come up. And it's not even in a like, I don't like the person type mode. He wants competition.
Yeah.
Because he thinks, he knows he's the best. He knows. And he wants everybody else to know that he knows.
He wants a challenge, man.
Yes, he wants a challenge.
He wants a challenge. Like it, and that's all I see it as. That's all. I really don't see it as he gonna see you on site.
No, it's all about.
Yeah,
he ain't about that.
I don't want to run and talk, but like, I
no, you trying to talk before buzz, so get the fuck up, nigga. Shit,
yo, I don't want to jump too far into it, but I'll just say that
that's what we here for.
Let's jump into it.
Yeah, man.
Cool, man. Why you apologize? Kendrick wasn't really trying to fight you, man.
I told you why he apologized.
He wasn't trying to fight you. He wanted a friendly rap back and forth.
That's a rival.
Basically what Kendrick has told us, I think, well, not that he told us, but shown us throughout this, is that he died of rapping. Because his hiatus is be like, okay, yeah, I'm here. I do a couple of shows. I give you an album. Then I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm like, nobody knows where he is. He doesn't pop up.
Mm-hmm.
There's no merch. There's no like, hey, I'm here, I'm on Breakfast Club, or he doesn't do that tour of regular artists does. Like, he basically say, yo, I just do this. I think he just wanted something to do.
I gotta disagree with you saying he's tired of rapping. And this might actually be coincide with what you're saying. I think that he thinks he accomplished everything he can do.
Yeah.
As far as albums, as far as songs and stuff.
Yeah.
So now he wants some competition.
He needs that.
So, because that's the only other thing.
He needs that motivation, man.
That's, if you look at his checklist, that might be the only, he got Grammys.
Mm-hmm.
He got a Pulitzer. Mm-hmm. He got albums that people say are classics.
Yeah.
He got albums that are radio, like All the Stars with the SZA will be on the radio forever.
Yeah.
Like he scored, that was a score for Black Panther. So he scored a freaking Disney movie.
Yeah.
Basically. Like, what more does he have to do left to accomplish, I should say, than prove he's the best? Think and that's about, what he wants. And that's why he wants a competition against somebody that is either at the top of the, considered at the top of the game. Because if you listen to the lyrics, he definitely don't consider Drake at the top of the game. Drake, Kendrick doesn't. Mm. That's why he took offense that you put me in the big three. No, it's just big me.
Yeah.
But I think he has enough respect and he can see that Cole would be somebody that he'd want to spar with. And like you said, not a personal beef, but more of a competition.
Yeah, he's going to keep it in the rap.
Yeah.
And I, what I want to say is, think about Jordan. When Jordan said on that documentary, he makes up beefs in his head. So mm-hmm. he could go out there and be and like be aggressive and, mm-hmm. and do better.
Yeah, it pushes
that's,
you.
That's all
yeah.
Kendrick want to do. He just he wants us to get the media behind whatever he's saying to make Drake or J. Cole mad so they can respond. So he could respond and say, it makes it okay. I got a challenge now. I already did this and that, but now I got another challenge.
You meant to say J. Cole and Ghostwriters, right?
Oh, jeez, okay. y'all really disrespect Drake, man. Y'all really disrespect Drake.
I agree with you there because steel sharpens steel, right?
Yeah.
So he wants to, like, I bet you he was begging for somebody to come with a tight diss that would make him be like, okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's go.
Mm. And that's what he wanted.
You know what I mean? You know, what's funny is that, like, the whole world is like, well, most of the world are disappointed with J. Cole's apology. And I bet you that Kendrick is too.
Yeah, he is.
He's probably man, it's lit. Let's do that. But I think he apologized because he was capping. And he feels he was capping. And what he said gives, you know, more validity to that. Because he said that, you know, I can't sleep on his catalog. I was downplaying his catalog. His catalog's dope. Mm. Now, I know we talked before and you don't like his last album.
No.
All the others are classics. If not classics, are tight.
Kendrick has good albums. He does.
That's what I mean.
He has good albums. What I'm going to say is that if you could say what Cole saying was probably a lot more than what actually it is. Like, it's not trash. But Kendrick is doing the same thing on his end. And he's saying it's just big me. No, it isn't just big you.
In his mind, it is.
No, but that's the same thing as J. Cole saying that your stuff is... like trash. It's just a beef. You could say those things.
Yeah, but the thing is that with beef, you gotta believe what you're saying because you want to back it up.
No, you don't really gotta believe. You gotta make.
No, that's how beef works.
You gotta make. Hold on, wait. So you in an argument, and you just know a slight inch on that person. You gotta make everybody else believe what you're saying is good.
No, here's the thing. This is hit harder when they're true. If you go up there and say stuff that you don't even believe and it's a lie, then it's going to fall flat because there's nothing to back it up. Look at what Nas said against Jay-Z. Every word was true.
Mm.
He put numbers. He said this. He even said, I rock hoes, you rock fellas. Like, he broke down everything. No cap.
So you're saying Jay-Z rock fellas?
Well,
no, I'm just saying
he was at the Diddy parties.
What Nas did was expand on that. That he just made fun of that word.
Yeah.
That's like everybody does that. Like, and everybody, like even in my world or like any rapper's world, they say, "Oh, your stuff is trash. Your stuff ain't better than mine."
Mm. Yeah, but you gotta say if you say it with truth, it hits harder. Nas didn't. He wasn't like, yo, this album of yours is trash. This is trash. This is trash. He said, how many more of Biggie's rhymes is going to come out your fat lip? Basically, you're saying that you're getting famous recycling Biggie's rhymes. That's true. That hurts. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Right.
If he had to call them and said, no, man, you ain't shit. You know, all you use is ghostwriters. That ain't true. So that would just fizzle out. And then the diss is weaker because you're not saying true shit.
I don't know. I feel like...
I'm not saying...
You look at me. No, I feel like a lot of disses encompass a lot of violence and I'm going to get you. I got these hands for you and all this
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, well, I think that's
and
different.
And that's
though.
Not... How is that? That's still in the diss, though.
Yes.
That part of it, that part of this ain't true.
Mm. I know that.
And so that's what I'm saying. Like a diss...
Well, the thing
is
that...
doesn't have to always have the backing of all the world facts. You just have to make people believe you're capable of doing that.
That's not what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That you have... I don't disagree with that.
Yeah.
I'm saying you have to believe what you're saying.
To make it believable.
I believe.
Like, because if you're writing down stuff that you think is just untrue, if you have any type of morality or whatever, it ain't going to sit right with you. As an artist, you should be able to come up with stuff to diss him that you could back up and you believe in yourself. That's my thing.
I don't know. I think at this, you can fabricate it any way as you want. As long as you get the belief of a group.
You can't be like, yo, that song you did was whack. And then someone see you driving around playing that song, jamming to it.
That takes away
the credibility.
That's like a Cart Red Honda situation. But I can say the song whack and listen to it in my basement.
But you're lying. Yeah, you're right. You could say that.
Even Pusha T, when he was dissing Drake, who asked him a question and say, "Oh, which Drake song you like of that album?" He told him, "Yeah, I listened to the whole album. I like this and that song."
Yeah, but what was he saying about Drake?
He's talking with his son. He's talking about. I forget what else he's talking about.
But did he say those songs that he likes were whack?
No.
That's what I'm saying.
But he discredited him as
an artist.
Yes, but that's different.
How? He's talking about an artist, but he still listens to his music.
You can be right.
You can say anything you want in a diss, man. As long as you get people to believe that what you're saying you believe in or you almost believe in, you can say whatever you want in a diss.
But the example,
50 can say whatever he wants, but Ja, it doesn't have to be true.
Yeah, but with him it all is. Like,
everything 50 said with Ja is true.
Do you think 50's
98%
of
it?
See, that's what I mean.
No.
You think it's not all true, man.
You tell me you think 50's listening to Ja's music?
Yeah.
No.
I do.
Anyways, I want to go back
I think he does.
He does.
I think he does. But I don't think he's listening to it to enjoy it. I think he's listening to it to pick parts out to further on the beef.
Yeah, but that's different.
Right?
Because this goes back to what he said about Pusha T. That Pusha T said he likes these songs.
Yeah.
So in disses, he's not going to diss those songs. That's why I'm saying with J. Cole, he felt bad because he dissed albums that he actually liked. Mm. So that's why it didn't sit well with him.
I don't know. I felt like for Cole to say that, he truly believed that that was trash. Cole is the type of guy, he is going to apologize. This is my opinion. I don't know Cole myself. But looking at his past and whatever, he would apologize because he probably thinks that he's taking money out his mouth or creating a rally against Kendrick. He doesn't want to do that. I think he truthfully thinks that those last albums was trash. Because how he said it is just like, bro, he's like, you've been thinking this, bro.
Here's my take on it right quick, okay? Kendrick wanted a beef.
Yeah.
Cole wanted a battle.
Yeah.
It's two different things, right? So in a rap battle, you can go up there and talk mad shit about each other. And at the end of it, you hug, handshake, whatever, right?
Yeah.
So Cole was looking for a battle where Kendrick could be possibly looking for a beef. And that's why Cole came out and apologized for the simple fact that he don't want a beef between a fellow artist. Where Cole's more into uplifting the people.
Yeah.
Right? He don't want to degrade the people any which way that.
Yeah, exactly.
Possible. So if he can come out and say, your album's this, your album's that, you're this, you're that, you're that there. That was within a battle rap. Mm-hmm. But because it became so mainstream, now it's turned into a beef. He don't want it to be a beef. He just wants it to be a battle. So therefore, he's apologizing, saying, that's not the way I want to go. That's not the lane I want to be in. So therefore, I'm going to go back and do the music that I originally do.
And that's so funny that you say that Cole is about uplifting people. Because that's what Kendrick's albums are kind of about.
Yes.
Yeah.
But look at Kendrick.
Yeah.
Calling people out.
But, and that's another thing, though. but that's another thing, too, though. Is he actually calling them out for a beef, or could he be calling them out for a battle? And the media's taking it as
exactly.
He wants beef. I don't think any of them wanted beef.
No.
But, and you just said, listen to how he called them out.
Yeah.
Kendrick is coming out to say that he, except for Drake. I think he
wants to be for Drake.
He's just stomping on Drake.
He wants Drake too, bro. Okay. But I don't know why this guy's trying to like.
But I think that
he out for Drake here and J. Cole up here. Anyway.
No. They're the big three, cuz. And I never once disagreed that they're the big three.
Yeah.
I just want to get that out there so the people can't say it. But I'm saying that the way that they're doing stuff, I think that Drake sorry, not Drake. Kendrick, he wants to show that he is the best. That is his goal. His goal isn't really to dismantle you. His goal is to show that you can't touch him. You don't have to, you know what I mean? I just saying, back to what J. Cole said, I'm going based off of what he said is how I feel he meant that it didn't sit well with his spirit, the things he said, mm-hmm. because I don't think he believed those things that he said. That's what he said.
Cole believed that.
That's
shit.
Why I love opinions.
We can go. Man. We can speculate all.
Cole believed that.
No, but that's
shit.
Why I love opinions. You got your opinion. I got mine.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Yours.
I'm just going based off of what he said.
I'll go off what I said, that Cole's more local for a battle as opposed to a beef, and I think Kendrick's doing the same. And you're thinking he believes everything that he says. Right.
As artists on the side of me.
Mm-hmm.
When you release a song, listen to the song once,
mm-hmm.
and then just put it out.
No.
He listened to that a couple of times.
Oh, yeah.
He let his boys listen to that. And you're telling me now he's realizing, oh, I didn't mean to say that.
No, it's not that he didn't mean to say it. He meant to say it, bro. If it got released, he meant to
and
say
And he meant
it.
The
unless
words.
It, unless it got bootlegged, though.
I know, it was called Mike Delete.
No, Mike Delete. Like, bro, they played that.
Yeah,
And Cole has a thing. I don't know. I know I've been following Cole for a while. He
but
has
the
a thing.
Perspective, though. How yeah. was the perspective of him putting that?
Yeah, he didn't, you know what I mean? He didn't see it coming off like that.
Yeah.
Okay. But I just want to say,
okay,
he meant those words. That's why he meant those words.
I'm going to add something that maybe it won't change your opinions. Maybe it will. But J. Cole and Kendrick Lamar previously had plans to do a joint album together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They couldn't. Because of label problems, right?
Mm-hmm.
Currently, now, they're both on Interscope.
Yep.
It is possible for them to do the album.
Yeah.
So do you think that maybe that could factor into the situation unfolding the way it is?
Well, you think the label told Cole to apologize?
No, I'm not saying that. Okay. I'm not saying the label said anything.
You're talking about
I'm just saying that now that they can do an album together.
The alleged beef?
Maybe that he's trying to cut that off. Because from my perspective, I think that Kendrick is shooting shots at Drake.
Mm.
Cole just happened to be standing beside him and did a song with him. And in it talking about the big three. But then the later lyrics just talking about him and Drake. So Cole's on this being like, you know, because him and Drake, Cole and Kendrick were cool. Mm. Still cool. He even says, when Kendrick feels that, he's like, okay, what's up with that? Then throw shots at Drake and just nudges Cole a couple times. But then Cole does a whole song about him. Remember, this is one verse. If you listen to that verse, I'd say 80% of it is Drake mm-hmm. going against Drake.
Yeah. But he flipped the J. Cole line.
Yeah, that's why I said 80%.
Yeah, I know. I just saying, but he flipped the J. Cole line. That was J. Cole's J. Cole's line of unity, and you flipped that and you said, "That's big me." Don't even mention me. Like, just say that's big me.
But remember, he's doing this in response to First Person Shooter, where they named Big Three, but then later on he says it's me and Drake. It's a Spider-Man meme.
Yeah,
in that meme, there's three people.
Yeah,
they cut Kendrick out of that line though.
Yeah,
and it was just him and it. So then maybe Kendrick felt a way that why you include me, and then all of a sudden you disclude me, right? So that's why that shot was there. I think there's love and there's no real beef, but he might have just did that to be like, "Yo, what's up?" They could talk. I think that they could end up doing an album together. I think.
Oh, you talked your shit. I talked my shit.
Yeah,
that's the right thing.
And the thing is that those are just little jabs, but then Cole's was more of a whole song,
yeah,
right, but then he walked it back.
Cole, I know Cole could give them another song with Kendrick if he want. Feel like
he's a lyricist.
Definitely. All
I just hope it's better than this one.
He ain't gonna do it now. He just apologized to it.
That's all I'm gonna say.
But that's what happened when you touch Cole. Like he gonna respond. He gonna respond. He ain't Drake.
Hopefully better.
It's not because
Cole did respond to a jab with another like light touch.
Yeah.
That's not how you respond. When someone jabs, that's when you come with the
heat. Bro, at that, sorry, go ahead.
Dab is done.
Oh, okay. I felt this is what I got. This is what I got from the diss. That it was just a, okay, bro, you said something to me. I'm gonna let it touch your forehead and see what you, if you swinging or not. That's like, I want you to swing.
So you know what it reminds me of? You know, in the schoolyard when people like hyping up, okay, let's go. All right, let's go. All right.
Yeah.
All
right.
No one throws a punch.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what 1 o'clock bell goes and y'all go back to your classroom.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
That's what this was like.
That's how it looked.
Except while they were saying, what? Drake ran the class early. Drake got the fuck over.
Man, this guy is.
For me, bro.
He's a hate on Drake, bro.
I'm disappointed in him.
For it to be a good diss for me, bro, you got to say names. You got to say names. I am old school.
Oh, you mean you got to say names.
Gotta, yeah. Put that name in your diss.
Mm.
Because 2 years from now, we can say, oh, you know what? That wasn't even about Kendrick Lamar. That was actually about Drake. You know what I mean? So you're right, guys.
Kendrick didn't say no names either.
You're right. And Ether, what did it, how's Ether start?
Yeah.
Fuck Jay-Z.
Yeah.
Kendrick didn't say no names either. No,
he didn't. I know.
But I'm just saying, though. Like,
yeah.
You gotta, but
yeah, but
Kendrick made a reference to the song, did he not?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, he made a reference to the song, so therefore, that's almost like dropping the names. Where J. Cole was just like,
and he flipped exact things that they said.
Yeah, right. Where J. Cole was just going on, it's like your album was this, your album was that, but he's not saying what the albums are. So he, like I said, 2 years from now, you can say, oh, he was talking about Drake's albums. Yeah. He wasn't really talking about Kendrick.
And then he came on and apologized to Kendrick Lamar.
But he came on. That's the only thing that fucked it up. That he came on and apologized to Kendrick to make it known Kendrick that it was him.
Kendrick was tight. When he said Prince outlived Mike Jack, I was like, he did too. Because you know, and if you look at Drake and Kendrick, I'd say that Drake is comparable to Prince. Sorry, the other way around.
All the way around, bro.
Drake is comparable to Michael Jackson, where he's the pop star. He's up.
Kendrick
is the more artistic, and a lot of people that follow him say he makes the better music.
Right.
So that reference was my favorite.
Oh, shit. Here he goes.
I'm not going to jump in this Drake hate back.
I'm not even talking with Drake.
It's not hate. Right? You can't have hate when you're admitting that these are the top three artists.
Yeah.
Where's the
you
hate?
Guys are.
You're the top three. Yeah. Okay, you might get it. You can't. How could you hate on someone and saying they're in third place?
Man.
Out of thousands.
I feel like Drake was going to respond, but now Cole make it weird now. Cole make it weird now.
You notice that Cole did this after he left Drake's tour?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But he did it at Dreamville, too. Like, that's a big stage to do that. Like, that's his.
Because he wanted people. Because he felt it. That's
his stage.
Because that's how he really felt. And he wanted people to hear it.
Cole is a nice guy, man.
Cole made it weird, he said.
Cole.
He did.
He did make it weird.
I don't think they ever perform in First Person Shooter again.
Man,
I like that song.
What was Drake going to say? You're a meanie. If he's writing it, you're a meanie.
Oh yeah, Drake.
You dress like a weenie. What? Those? I mean,
I don't know, bro. Say? I don't know.
He's going to sing it to him.
No, he'll slide Cole some money to write a verse.
He probably would. And then he'd perform with Darryl, but he'd be like, Drake fucking disco.
You know what? Because we're saying that Cole could come at Drake, Kendrick, if he wants to, probably had more.
Mm.
Drake could be like, can I buy those verses? You ain't going to use them. You apologize and shit. Can I get that? I know you wrote more.
That apology.
It was 7 minute drill, not 3.5 minute drill.
I know, bro.
You got another 3 minutes out there.
I didn't like the.
The switch up?
Yeah, the beat change.
I didn't like that either, man.
Right. I thought that was like.
The first beat was tight.
Yeah.
But if you're going to switch the beat, go for it just as long as you did on the second beat as you did the first beat, right? Just make the first part 3.5, make the second part 3.5 to make an actual 7 minute drill. That's the way I looked at it anyway. Even, like I said,
But Kendrick's beat was better.
I don't know. Maybe Kendrick's beat was better. Maybe he was paying homage to. Oh, Kendrick beat was Metro Boomin. So
I know.
Yeah, exactly, right. But don't get me started on that.
Is that like
what? Metro Boomin?
No, that's one of the other ones we talked
about. what was the diss track that you won a Grammy or was played a lot?
Oh, Back to Back.
This is like that because it's getting played in the clubs and everything.
Oh, yeah, yeah, it is.
Like, this is a jammy jam.
Yeah, I seen people.
A jammy jam.
I seen people posting that.
You're showing your age.
A jammy jam.
Yeah, you're really showing your age.
But but Back to Back.
It shows my age every day.
This ain't playing like Back to Back, though.
It doesn't matter. It shouldn't be comparable. Back to Back was a Drake diss track.
Yeah.
Like That was Kendrick feet. This verse,
yeah,
that it did not even on the same level, and it was only a jab. Yeah. Still, even though it was aggressive, and I think that the verse was tight, it still wasn't nothing deep.
No, and that's what I said in the beginning. This is my opinion. I don't think he never wanted to go more than this. Is just a rap battle. And I don't know why Cole thinks, but listen to Cole's verses though. In the beginning, when he's talking about his boys wanting to go get the straps and all that, like you see. Cole went too far in, like, the starting of that.
That's why he feels the way he feels, man.
He should have just kept it with the albums and all that. That's
cool. He probably listened to it and he's like, man, what was I? I was wild.
Yeah, people are like, yo, if, and then he's talking about, yo, if one person who's squeezing is going to be me.
Yeah, but you guys got to remember.
Cole is like.
You got to remember, though, anger makes you bring on some shit.
Exactly.
All right, so.
No, that's true, though.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, anger makes you say something.
That's true, though.
He did that.
So.
That's true, though.
But anyway, Shay, I hope you enjoyed that. There's your whole there's beef battle take on that thing.
Keep us safe, man.
You know what I mean? If you want any more argument or disagreements or debates, get in touch with DJ Laton and John Kizzy over here. I didn't give a fuck about it, so
our opinions are.
That was not now a my, real battle beef to me. So
now to me, I agree with that. Mm. To me, it's what's next.
Nigga, just hold on. Can you imagine after all these motherfucking years, 50 Cent come out and apologize to Ja Rule? You fucking imagine.
No, yo, 50 Cent.
You fucking imagine.
50
bro.
Cent would not be able to get through that apology. He would he wouldn't have a straight face.
You know what I mean? Every last one, bro. I won't watch none of his shit no more.
Yo, that's
yeah. Really, did you see what 50 said to J. Cole?
No.
He said, call my phone right now. We can't hear this.
Yeah.
After he said the apology, he's like, call my 50 phone.
50 was
right
at Dreamville too.
Yeah.
He was at Dreamville. I saw a clip of him on the stage and he said something about he tell a guy in the stand, say, I love you, man, but no Diddy. Yo, you see that? Yeah. He was at Dreamville too, bro.
Oh, this 50 guy.
Does like the he just keep it going, bro.
He don't give a fuck, bro.
He's keeping it going, bro.
No, like, can you imagine that though? After what, 20 fucking years now?
Well, wait. Seen Benzino apologize to Eminem while he was crying.
Yeah, but
and then he took it back next interview.
It just goes to show that Benzino's mentally disabled right now. I mean, and alcohol brought his real truth.
Right.
Or how he feels, right? So, you know, he's just chasing attention right now. Yeah.
Because
right?
He's a hater.
But,
just say it.
Oh, yeah, he's a hater. Right?
He's a world-class hater.
But, like I said, that's...
He wants to be a famous rapper.
Yeah, he couldn't do it.
Couldn't do it because he sucks.
Yeah. Know what I mean? But that's... I'm saying that's a clown just looking for attention. He's just a clown looking for attention. Not saying 50's not looking for attention, but... 20 years plus, and apologize to Ja Rule because I wouldn't listen. Anything I had, G, you'll be burnt. Fucking,
you disown 50.
I'm disowning.
Oh, man.
Disowning after all these years.
You disown 50 if you apologize to Ja.
I have to.
Here's what would happen.
That's crazy.
If 50 Cent apologized to Ja, Ja would definitely accept it.
Oh, yeah. Easily.
50, easily. So then 50 would be like, he'd say, okay, man, he'd sign him to a deal. And not promote the album. He'd do something. There would be some setup
something
that he'd do to fuck up something.
Yeah, if he did something like
he'd
that.
Go Fetty.
If he did something
he'd
like that.
He said, yeah, man, here, I'll put you on. Look, I got a 70 city tour for you, man. Put it on. He wouldn't put none of the tickets up for sale or nothing. Ja would go to every tour and no one be Fire there but Festival. Ja. And what'd you ask him for? Like what?
He's just saying how petty he 50 be with him if he signed him.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah.
Yeah, for me to stay with 50, he had to do some shit like
if,
that.
If 50 was to apologize, there'd be an ulterior motive behind it.
No, but that's not a legitimate apology, though. I'm talking about a legitimate apology. Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? So,
can you imagine if that was what that nigga said on his deathbed?
I mean,
yeah, I wasn't.
Tell y'all sorry.
The only beef that I could accept that got reconciled would have been Pac and Biggie if they were still alive. That's the only one I could accept because they were already friends, right?
The beef was basically a big misunderstanding.
Yeah.
And it was dangerous as frick.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, no, you shouldn't say that's the only beef. The NWA stuff, too. Because it was, remember, it was the lawyer that started that whole stuff.
So
that was in.
I look at it differently because I followed them guys since I was a kid, right? I don't look at it as a beef between them.
No Vaseline.
That was one of the craziest diss tracks that I ever got put up. Probably the best ever in my opinion, right? But I don't look at it as
fuck Dre Day because Dre Day's, you know.
I don't look at that as a beef between them guys. I look at that as brothers that fell out and then went at each other.
Yeah, like
you have brothers that can end up fist fighting. That's what this was with them guys. But I think they were going to come back.
Talking Biggie then too because they was brothers.
Yeah, right. But what made that a beef was that other people got included into it. I mean, where you had Suge and Diddy that turned it into this big East Coast West Coast beef, and it was never East Coast West Coast beef. It was Biggie. It was Bad Boy versus Death Row.
Yeah,
right. Forgetting that all these artists that are on these labels all don't come from the East or all come from the West. Some West Coast artists was on Bad Boy. Some East Coast artists were on Death Row. Then you had South. Then you had Midwest. So, you know, it wasn't no real East Coast, West Coast. It was Bad Boy versus Death Row, right? So, NWA, brothers that fell out, got in a fist fight in the backyard, stopped talking for a while. It happens. I see it in my family. I'm sure you've seen it in yours that family members fell out and stopped talking for a bit and then have that. Unfortunately, they didn't get to have that family reunion to reconcile.
Yeah, true that.
Right?
So, that's how it happens, man.
Yeah. It was planned.
Yeah, it was planned, but things happen, right?
Oh, yeah, it happens.
Anyways, we got like 11 things on my to-do list, and we have done 2.
So this is a normal pod, is what you're saying?
Because we didn't even... we talked about Cole for like 34 minutes, but didn't even talk about his album. What about the rest of the album? What y'all think?
Garbage.
Mm. Oh.
No, it's not garbage. I just... it wasn't for me. That's all. Just wasn't for me.
I have some songs I like on there.
I got one.
To me, it's more of a full listen to me. You know, I get in full album view, like, mode. That's what I'm trying to say. I liked it. I liked it for the most part.
But have you listened to his recent stuff?
I've only listened to his recent stuff, really. I only heard two albums before.
So
then.
You could...
Oh, you asking me? Yeah. Compare it to them.
Yeah, but I'm saying is that you can classify yourself as a J. Cole listener or even fan.
Not like, he's the J. Cole fan on the board here.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm more of a Kendrick fan. Like, I know of J. Cole. He's got like probably 7 albums out. I listen to 2 or 6.
So you classify yourself as a listener.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. I'm not even a J. Cole listener.
I know you don't listen to that.
You know what I mean? So for me to actually listen to, this is the first album I ever heard of his. I heard songs by him, don't get me wrong. But this is the first album I actually heard of his, and it was just okay for me because that's not my style of rap.
Now there is a thing that I heard on this album that I hear a lot of people say about Cole, and I can agree, is that he doesn't have the best beat selection when he chooses his beats.
Yeah, like, I don't know what happened on this. I don't know. I think even in this, when he says conductor, I think that's a beat maker, actually. But I know Cole to make some of his own beats sometimes.
Yeah. I heard about that.
Yeah, he makes some of his own beats. I don't know.
Basketball hitting the floor. Boom, boom, boom.
Oh, boom. Freak.
Oh, that's shit. A beat?
I was just kidding. I'm fucking with you, Cole.
But like, did you see that TikTok of him dunking and then falling and slamming his face on the ground and getting...
No.
Someone's like, yo, you good? He doesn't even say that. Bang, and gets up and just walks away like we didn't just see you.
Oh, before we go on, Cole, call Chris Brown. I want to see that fucking basketball match between y'all, that one-on-one, straight up.
Who's taller?
Cole can play, though.
I think they're around the same height.
Cole can play.
Yeah, but so can Chris.
Chris can play, too. Yeah.
Quavo's supposed to be good, too.
Not as good as those guys. Not as good as those guys.
Anyways, consensus for the album? Back to the album.
What I feel about this album, these are just songs that got left off the upcoming album. I felt like that. These are just
this the album for the album.
This just the rejects.
You're right. It's not very cohesive, right?
No, it's not cohesive at all. Like we go from what's that? Pricey Crocodile Tears.
It's almost like a mixtape.
Yeah, and then they got the songs just going all over the place. They sound like they're supposed to be slot fillers.
That's how
I took it. This is not a cool album. A cool album you can listen to from top to bottom. It's not a whole cool album. It's not really like a story, but it has some type of
structure. You got to keep up with the mood, right?
Yeah, like
for the cohesiveness.
Yeah,
I'm gonna take your word for it.
Like this is I don't know. I wasn't in the studio. I don't know Cole personally, but I think this is just stuff that's left off the Fall Off. He keeps mentioning the Fall Off, and this is. This is supposed to be the masterpiece.
If it ain't good.
I know. Remember when I was trying to show you that diss from KOD, King of the Thingam?
Yeah.
He mentioned the Fall Off at the end of that one. That was in 2017, bro. I was like, yo.
Nigga, I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be laughing while you talk. I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing at this nigga over here falling asleep.
Oh. I thought I was saying something funny, man. Jeez.
I don't know, man. This nigga was fighting it just now, boy.
Chef Louis in the corner, man. Cooking. Cooking right
we
now.
We gotta keep you in it, man. We gotta keep you in it.
Anyway, so.
I feel like it's just leftovers. He's like, you know what? I got this diss. I got these songs that I ain't really gonna release. So I'll put this out as a little, what they call it, EP, whatever they call that. Little package, little thing. That's all that was. He just had an opportunity to let the songs go. He probably looking for more response from the other songs. But then he put that diss on there. Nobody give a frick about the other songs. Everybody going straight to the diss.
Everyone went, yeah, you're right.
He wanted to feel it out to see how he was doing with the Fall Off, right? But I think he missed that.
So how do you feel about Joyner Lucas's album?
Didn't hear it.
I like it.
Was it good?
I like it. Joyner been good. He just don't have the spotlight.
The thing about Joyner is he does something that Kendrick does sometimes. He makes like songs that are heavy.
A lot of heaviness in this album.
Like it's like you listen to the lyrics and stuff, it's just like, man, this is just
real shit.
I'm trying to chill. A lot of songs aren't songs that you can sit down and have a drink to.
No,
you can't do
this.
You gotta be in think mode because it's heavy shit.
It's thought process music, right?
Yeah. Real shit.
And I like that stuff, but it's got its own time to play that, right?
Yeah. It's thought provoking shit.
I tell you, one time you don't play it if you lose a loved one. Because you might join that loved one. Because that motherfucker's too deep with this shit.
Oh yeah, it's deep.
You know what I mean,
like Broski.
Broski was a single off this, and that's a good song. You can see the realness. Sorry, just jumping there. Sorry.
No, go ahead, man.
No, I set it up for you.
I like. Wow, I always talk a bit.
Yeah. Well, if it's someone dissing Drake, yeah, for sure.
Or Kevin Hart.
Or Kevin Hart. Yeah. That's what you're passionate about.
Got two triggers.
That's my guys. There's only one more guy you can diss. I'll go off. No Diddy. no bet over the couch either. Shout out to Chef Louis.
No Diddy. Why you say that?
Yeah, that's my guys. Man. He said that's my guys. I just had to make sure. Oh, you know.
I forget what I was talking about now.
I forget now.
I don't know, man.
Oh my god.
Anyway, Joyner Lucas album.
Joyner.
What are we feeling?
Oh, Broski. Broski was talking about him getting famous and then his friend messaging him and telling him how good he's doing. Blah blah blah. You're doing great. That's giving him praises and then like the song keeps going, man. There's no chorus. He keeps going. Then the music starts to change.
Mm-hmm. Get more aggressive.
And then his friend started talking about, yo, you owe me. And like you know what? This should have been my life. You took my life and you should send me money and all. Like it was like, bro, I'm not a big artist, but I could see that happening to a big artist.
Oh yeah.
That's like something they probably always go through.
Bro, that happens with
anyone that's making money.
Right.
Because if someone becomes a doctor,
their
family members and people like what was like, yo, I know you're doing good. You think I'm rich. Mm. And that's why you come in here drinking all of my gin.
The jury. Jesus.
Bring your own gin next time, nigga.
No.
you know how much gin I left there?
This much.
this much. That was just the second time. The first time, I better say, he let me know at the party. He's like, yo, that gin that gone, bro.
Oh, yeah, because you left it with like 6 months. It evaporated, because.
It's payback.
So if y'all
no cold on this, though.
Yeah, but the thing is.
No apology for this.
Thing is, no cold. The listener's probably wondering why we are seated the way we are, because I had to keep these two separated, because they was arguing over this gin. All right, so. I'm playing Peacekeeper. All people I know, me playing Peacekeeper.
Oh, it's right, cool.
So, now I want to talk about, because you weren't here when we talked about the Diddy situation. Oh, shit. His son is accused now.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah.
And you know what? When we talked about it last time, we didn't even talk about the fact that because his homes got raided.
Yeah.
I came home and it was on, I first seen it somewhere in Facebook or something. I was like, yeah, whatever. Then I turned it on YouTube. There was like 18 different news channels coming. I was like, holy shit. Had their kids out in handcuffs and stuff. I was like,
yeah,
this is real, man.
To me, nigga, this is OJ Simpson all over you.
Mm-hmm. OJ.
OJ, all over
you. Yeah?
Yep. He did it, and he's going to be found innocent.
All right.
OJ ain't do shit.
Exactly. There's my point right there. Right? But everything leading up to that court case, everything within that court case, there wasn't a person in the world thinking that he did not do it.
I didn't think he did.
You know what I mean? And then once they said the glove didn't fit, you must have quit. Oh, shit. He's innocent. It's going to happen with Diddy. Same fucking thing, right?
I don't know.
There's going to be evidence lost or evidence not found.
You know what?
And
there's been some.
Yeah, they're already saying
there's
that.
There's been some weird periods of silence.
So
they raided. Nobody said.
So
like,
one of the things that they said is that the people that went in, the Homeland Security that went in to look for evidence,
to burn supposedly evidence.
They burnt the evidence. Mm.
That's what they were there for.
They were there for to burn the evidence.
You got to think. So, check this out. Diddy is in a billionaires club.
Yeah,
he's hanging with all these guys.
Yeah,
yeah.
All these crazy things that they and now coming out he did at parties. Who do you think's doing these crazy things?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, billionaires.
Who do you think has cameras all in your house? Filming all this stuff.
Exactly.
To get leverage on these people.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
They went in there to take that shit from Diddy.
Yeah.
So that Diddy didn't show it. He probably said the wrong thing to the wrong person. Yo, man, I'm trying to buy this. You know, no. And they're like, nah, Diddy. He's like, well, I got this video, cuz.
I said it once before.
You know?
Don't think Diddy don't got another host with fucking backup evidence or shit. That they just don't know about.
Yeah.
Know what I mean? Just because you know about his 3 or 4 mansions.
Oh, don't
think that he ain't got a ghetto hole somewhere.
Definitely.
Know what I mean?
Why not?
Got it in the cloud somewhere, too. You got some backup files and stuff.
Somewhere. Watch. Somewhere, somehow, somewhere. Oh, yeah. Right?
So. And that's why Jay-Z disappeared.
But in my own real perspective, that nigga did that shit. You
know what I mean? I don't know. I said this last ball. I don't know. It's just so cloudy.
It's just so much, bro. It's one of them things. Like you said, billionaire club, black billionaire club. On top of that, right? Every major black billionaire entertainer that we have, there's some shit that came out about them.
Yeah,
that's Bill because Cosby. They don't want them to be there.
Yeah, Bill Cosby, Diddy.
Yeah.
Kanye. Fuck, do I have to say his name?
No, Kanye says
Kanye. R. Kelly.
R. Kelly wasn't no billionaire.
Yeah, but he was getting there. He was getting there, bro, right? Who else was? There was someone else. I forget who the fuck it was now. Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyone that's getting close to that there or is in that billionaire club, shit comes out of
them. That's because they just trying to take him down.
Yeah, right?
But I'm telling you, Diddy had... I'm just telling you, man, it's crazy. Remember we talk about the crazy things rich people do?
Yeah.
I think you say Diddy did it. I don't think he wasn't the only one doing it.
No.
It's kind of like when weed was illegal. So that you want to make sure if I got caught and I went down, we'd be like, nope, we all got to smoke it.
Yeah.
So then if anyone's snitching, you're snitching on yourself too.
Yeah, yeah.
So then Diddy was, there's a lot going on.
I don't know. As we said, maybe boredom, like what puts you in this club? What puts you in this lane of, supposedly, allegedly, sex trafficking. And
all. Some people get so rich that they want to hunt humans. That's what.
See, I don't think he's doing the sex trafficking thing, though.
I don't think. Why would he?
Just because, like,
the money he's making.
Yeah, just.
It is weird.
It just don't tie into.
It doesn't tie.
Everything. Then again.
But, like, no, but, like, think about it, bro. You're Diddy. You went on Miami Drive. Up all 1,000 girls ready to jump in your car. You don't even got to freaking do nothing. That's how I perceive Diddy to be.
I think that maybe that they. You know why, bro. You know why this is coming out? Because, like, how many other things? What else could you pin on him?
You know what, though?
Stuff like that is hard to prove that you didn't do it.
Yeah.
Bro, I watched a lot of fucked up movies.
Right? Oh, shit.
A lot of fucked up movies, right? And they always say with movies that are made that 75% is based off something.
Yeah.
Right? Who says this?
I heard this.
They always say that, bro.
Yeah, I heard
75% this. Of that movie is based off of something.
Every movie.
Trying to true life experience, right? I don't know how far you're going deep. Like, I don't know if you want to go into like superhero movies and shit like that. But
I
mean, by anything that's like
75% is a high percentage.
It's a high percentage, bro. Like, it's based off of something, right?
I don't know.
So, like I said, I watch a lot of fucked up movies just because I get bored.
Oh, shit.
I'm on Netflix. I get bored. I was like, let's check out this international movie. Let's check out that international movie, right? And sometimes they involve sex trafficking in these movies.
Yeah.
And who is the culprit every fucking time? It is a billionaire.
Yeah.
Because they're bored and they're looking to gain more revenue and they want to have parties for their friends and.
Like Taken.
What? Yeah. What is.
What don't is really the most. Mason call you.
when it comes to sex, what is the most valued thing when it comes to sex? And that is usually a virgin.
Right.
Right. So if. What's. Nowadays, what are you going to get as a virgin but young girls? Because. After the age of, fuck, hell, now 14.
Yeah, 15. Know what I mean?
They out there, right? Yeah. So, billionaire club. Billionaire club. Well, you need to watch more movies, nigga. Billionaire club.
Yeah.
Sex trafficking.
Yeah.
I hate to say that. I think they're just trying to pin something on them, but it could be a possibility, right? So, you know.
Anyways.
It's a possibility. It's doable for him.
It's definitely doable.
It's not unthinkable that he can't do it with his money and his
money, power, private planes,
yeah.
And everything.
His access and stuff is not.
Personally, I don't believe that part. Now, the Diddy stuff with the homosexual rumors and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I've been watching videos of how he acts around Kevin Hart and the parties, how he's doing this and that, yeah. And the things he says to people. That's something that
you think he got little Kevin?
I think he. I don't. He I'm not saying Kevin. That.
Not Kevin. Do you think that he got someone's hero over here?
Oh, hey, not just his hero. Because guess who else was in the video? Saying something? LeBron James.
Hey, whatever.
I mean, that's a whole.
Diddy got the wildest parties. Yeah,
I know.
Diddy likes some tall. He likes some short. Like, you
know, did he do it? I'm sure Diddy did. But I just
Meek Mill been pretty quiet though.
That's cause his bum hurts. No,
Rick Ross been quiet, Meek Mill been quiet.
Ross been quiet too?
No, I mean, like, you know, Rick Ross is Meek Mill's boy.
Oh yeah, true. Yeah.
So you didn't think Rick Ross would speak on that.
Yeah. Yeah, he ain't backed him up at all.
He ain't backed him on nothing.
You
can't
speak on something you don't know.
That's true. And that's what's scary. Who said this? I don't know if it was us or the next pod, but it's so quiet, man.
Yeah, wait a minute. You say you can't speak on something you don't know.
Ooh.
You can still come out and say, no, man, my boy never did nothing like that.
And what if it comes out that he's freaking been doing?
That's why you said he ain't did nothing like that I know of. He cool. He ain't like that.
And then the next day it comes out, that nigga got fucked up the ass. Well, guess I was wrong.
But the thing
that's
is
why you
is
don't
that,
say shit.
Hey, there's only two ways it's coming out is if they got a video or if he admits it. Meek ain't admitting it.
What about Diddy admitting it?
The FBI burnt the videos.
Well, I don't know.
I don't see Diddy ever. That would break the internet, cuz. Ever admit it,
bro,
doing it with a guy?
I don't
see him ever doing it.
I went on Meek's Instagram, right? I think Meek posted something like a day ago. Just look at the comments underneath that shit. Like, they're talking about, you were saying that, but Diddy though. You like people are just going off, man. He ain't responding. I don't know. Maybe this is his way of
It's just so funny that in today's 2024, we're supposed to be accepting homosexuality and everything else that goes along with it. But yet we got this artist over here who's supposedly having gay sex.
Yeah.
With other artists and billionaires and everything else. And we're making fun of it. Right?
People are on it. The thing is that there's a difference between accepting it and people lying about it, though. That's what the difference is. Like Lil Nas X, he comes out and he says he does that. There ain't no argument there. Ain't no highlighting that because that's what he is. But it's people accusing Diddy of stuff and then him saying, no, I ain't doing it. So that's why people are making fun of him.
But did we actually give him a chance to say, no, we didn't do it before all this shit came out?
Diddy?
Diddy. Did he actually have a chance to say anything?
No one ever asked Diddy straight up. I've never seen it.
That's because there's no reception to the country he ran to.
Exactly. This man hasn't had a chance to actually say.
He's not getting on that camera.
No, right? So too much came out way too quick about Diddy before he can actually respond and say, you know what?
But you know what?
I am bisexual or I enjoy the company of a man or whatever.
That's crazy.
But you know what?
Chef Lou is biting his nails over there.
But the thing is that
he say, say it ain't so, dude. Say it ain't so.
Oh, shit. But the thing is, you said that about acceptance, right?
Yeah.
Another thing that is not cool in the society is outing people. He shouldn't have to come out and say that.
No.
It's his personal business.
No.
That's like, I don't even know why everyone's so interested in who he's fucking.
Because it's just Diddy. That's why everybody's interested.
But that's the problem when you become a celebrity, that your personal business is not even your personal business anymore.
Facts.
You don't have to say what your sexuality is.
No, you don't.
That'll never have to.
You don't.
People can say that. And anyways, do what you want, Diddy. I don't care.
No, don't do what you want because I want to do that sex trafficking shit. Yeah.
Phil said, do what you want. Kidnap people.
I don't think he was doing that.
If you're banging whoever you're banging, you're good. But,
no, wait. Even that's bad. If you do whatever you want is legal, cuz. Do that. No Diddy.
This nigga.
No Diddy.
Man, I
you said bang whoever you want to bang.
Bang whoever you want to bang, bro.
No, because something that's legal in consent in is old enough.
Disclaimer alert.
Yeah. This nigga really reading more than my fucking words. Alcohol really bringing on his education today.
You keep telling Biggie to go.
I didn't say nothing to Biggie. I didn't say nothing to Biggie.
Diddy. That's because I see this video with Biggie say
he's talking now to Biddy.
They love each other, and I was like,
he's talking to Biggie now.
My word, though.
Maybe we should. If
I think Biggie.
What would Biggie say?
I think Biggie would have killed that nigga by now. All this shit coming up.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't think Biggie would have been down for it, to be honest with you.
If Biggie was still around, there'd be no Rick Ross.
I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say
that. Only room for one fat famous niggas.
No, not true. Ain't true.
Oh, my God.
Are you trying to tell me that?
I'm just joking. You know,
he wasn't famous when Biggie was old?
No, I'm just joking. I'm just playing. I think that the spot that Biggie would have took would have been Jay-Z's spot.
Quite. Oh,
easily.
No, I mean,
oh, oh, you mean like Ray?
Oh shit!
I thought you meant on the Diddy situation.
No, man.
I thought you meant on the Diddy situation. Oh, no. You think Biggie would be the Jay-Z?
You don't think he'd be in his place?
That's a hot take, man. Please clip that. Clip that.
I think so.
You think Biggie would be Jay-Z?
Yeah. Real easy, bro.
They have the same type of charisma.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They have the same ability to cross over and make radio stuff and still be street.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, Biggie had to find a wife.
Biggie would, you think Biggie would be business savvy as Jay-Z?
Biggie had, not only did Biggie had to find a wife, Biggie had a wife and two mistresses, and they all knew.
Yeah.
And recorded songs with all three of them.
Exactly. Biggie. Right. But no, he did have the charisma. He was already trying to branch out. He'd
be that
mean?
Business savvy as Jay-Z.
Yeah.
He was trying to get, like,
I thought I'm a business. I thought I'm not even talking about music. I thought I'm a, you know, Jay-Z. Yeah. Jay-Z's like he into champagne and
yeah,
these, Biggie, like bro. he involved with Ace of Spades and all that. You think that?
Yeah. Yes, bro.
Okay. A lot of the trends that they did back then, it was Biggie bang him in. Like, they didn't know what Cristal and all that shit was until Biggie started.
Mm. Biggie brought all that shit in, bro.
I mean, you bring it in, but you business savvy to orchestrate that deals with, like.
Bro.
I think he would have.
I don't know.
He had his own label back then, Undies. He already was going down the path of doing that. Because that's where he put Junior Mafia and Cam. They signed. I think Biggie, yeah.
Biggie already had it in his mind.
Mm.
Someone put that in Jay-Z's ear.
Mm.
If that makes any sense to you. I mean,
like in that era, Biggie was all on his way to doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I was saying, like,
where Jay-Z back then was just, he was focused on rap. And
yeah.
He did have. Yeah.
Rock. Well, Jay-Z.
Actually, no.
Jay-Z went to rock.
Rockefeller.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
Jay-Z brought rock. Didn't Jay-Z bring into Rockefeller? Like, that's Jay-Z stuff, right?
Yeah.
Him and Dave.
But that was after Biggie had Undies.
Yeah.
Remember, it's. Biggie, frig, it almost mirrors what Jay-Z did.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Jay-Z, Dame Dash, and somebody else, and they did it. Had their label, Rockefeller. Mm-hmm. Before that, Biggie had Undies, and they had Big Un. They had their own label.
Mm-hmm.
They signed Junior Mafia, and they were going to, yeah, but when Biggie passed.
It all started.
I mean, like, artists were doing that. Like, artists, that was a move. You said that move was invented by Biggie?
Nope.
No.
Artists were doing that. So, I mean, like,
I'm saying, if you look at the moves that Biggie was making,
yeah,
Jay-Z kind of followed in his footsteps, but kept going.
Okay, I feel like Jay-Z made. I can't say that
you can't base it. You can't.
I can't say Biggie would do the moves that Jay-Z did, because Jay-Z made like a lot of big moves, other than rap.
But the thing is, like.
Other than outside of music, he's made a lot of music that made him a billionaire.
The crazy thing is if you look at the interviews of people and stuff, Biggie was looking more to be an exec. He was probably, he was going to get older. Well, they never get older rap. Everyone that retires comes back.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know. It almost feels like Jay-Z took Biggie's playbook and ran with it.
I don't know. That's a big.
Yeah, you was only a baby anyway. You
Like that's,
you what, 2 years old?
Jay-Z, but like.
No, I get what you're saying. Jay-Z made a lot of big moves. I
heard Jay-Z talk about percentages. Like, he was talking about how, like, everybody wants 100%. Maybe that ain't your play. Like, your play ain't always 100%.
No, it's not.
You take a percentage in. Like he.
But don't think Biggie didn't know that shit.
No, I don't know. Like, if you guys heard Biggie talk about business and, like, Jay-Z talk about business like different. Like, I never heard Biggie have messed. This is me.
Yeah.
Talk about business like that.
Well, one part of business is why Biggie wouldn't let Lil Kim and them guy and Junior Mafia them sign the Bad Boy
because
his contract was shit. But you remember Biggie was on the block, so that contract was good to him as though he thought. Mm. But when he learned more, he's like, no. And then he went to get his own shit so that he could sign the artist. Because if you want album, Biggie was the fuck out of there.
Yeah,
for sure. Yeah.
That's why Puffy had him killed, so that he could live off of
his
catalog.
I know. Shout out to Jay-Z, man.
That's what people say. That's what people say. Speaking of shout out, what about Shottas? I finally seen that movie.
This nigga.
Yeah.
He just swing that into this now.
When that movie come
on? I don't know. I thought you looked it up.
No, I didn't look
1894. It's old.
What?
It's 1894.
I don't know when.
I was like, damn, out of slavery? Like, what the fuck?
When that fucking movie come on?
I don't know. Chef Lubos be looking this stuff up. He's over there snoring.
That's called him out. Anyways.
Oh, 2002.
Oh.
So, fucking 22 years ago.
Yep.
Shot us.
This nigga just seen it.
That's a hood classic. 18% on Rotten Apples.
Rotten Apples. Because of Rotten Apples. Oh, I like that one. Oh, we should do that for music albums.
Rotten Apples. That's the hood version, man.
Oh, shit. Anywho, what you saying about it?
I thought it was good. I thought it should have been longer. Like,
nigga, that movie's cheesy enough. You want to be longer?
It's a hood like, classic, it sound, buddy. It sounds like they rose and fell in like a weekend.
Yeah. It's a hood classic, man.
This nigga said, add another half hour to it.
Oh, my favorite part is the sniper rifle shotgun. Like, these niggas could, it's like they could only afford one. But, cuz it's oat in the, like, the little, you know,
the how. Foyer, the foyer, nigga.
Yeah,
the
foyer. No. Outside, cuz.
The foyer, nigga.
Even further than that. He was in the parking lot, cuz.
The parking lot. The driveway.
The driveway, yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Yeah. The driveway. Yeah, yeah. Comes in the driveway.
Yeah.
Shot her in the arm. Near spread. The shotguns do no spread. This is that special sniper scope. Yeah, boom. And she fall down. Got shot in the titty and died.
Yeah.
And then your boy.
Maybe she got shot in the shoulder, the titty.
She got shot. Titty was up on her shoulder.
This nigga, she got shot in the shoulder. Then she got shot in the titty and died.
She moving like that, once,
nigga.
She moving. She was juking, right? And her titty was up on her shoulder.
Oh, Greg.
But it was like one little shot. Like, they didn't know what shotguns looked like in 2002.
You mean how they spray?
Low budget, man.
They do spray.
And then
5-0, we don't know anything about this shotguns. No.
And I swear to God, what is it with every hood movie that the downfall of the kingpin is always some nigga with a shotgun?
They try to play off the Scarface scene, obviously.
They try to.
Scarface got shot in the back. But in this one he got away in the end.
Yeah.
Went and shot that girl. Cause special effects so bad, she got shot.
Low budget, man.
She got shot in the chest and was laying like this, laying in the water. In the casing was right on her chest, just sitting there. And I seen it right.
Oh, wait, the casing from the shotgun was in the pool.
Yeah, no, from the no. The it was a bullet. It was a handgun. It wasn't even in the pool. Just on her chest. I was like, they going to fix that next shot. Then they cut back to it and it's still there. I'm like, these motherfuckers.
Shot us,
man. It was the same as me when you watched that scene. I wasn't looking at no bullet.
I know. I tried so hard to remember the bullet right now. All I can remember is the
bullet. It's right between the titties.
I got to watch it again, bro, because I don't remember no bullet.
It's right between the titties.
I tried hard, too. I was like,
yeah. I don't remember no bullet, bro. I remember the float.
They meant.
I know. They only remember the titties. Well, there was a bullet between them titties. I'm sorry. There was a shell casing between the titties. What kind of gun? They got up the top. The case goes out. For this one, they're shooting casings at you. We're on the budget, man. We shoot one bullet and one casing. but it was cool.
It was cool.
I like how they started out. Wayne was. It was cool.
Wayne.
Yeah.
Spragga Bands.
I need a subtitle to know what he was saying. Thanks.
You need subtitles for all them niggas. Yeah. What
thanks, yeah, Chef Luke. No, Chef. I understood everyone except for him. And the show. You know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of, like, French subtitles. You ever see when you're watching something, and the French will say this long, big sentence, and then underneath the subtitles, three words come up. Yeah. That's what this was. Spragga Bands said, like, a paragraph, and then six words come up. Yeah. Like, he said more than that.
Yeah, big paragraph. Fuck you, bye.
I know. He'd be like, what, and then it was like, let's go, cuz. I was like, that. He said a lot more than that. Yeah, it was Shadows cool. Shadows cool.
2002, y'all.
Yeah.
You saw your legend in there, man. So one of the legends, DJ Khaled.
DJ Khaled?
That nigga was skinny.
I know, that's the only that's
fuck that nigga that ain't crazy. Good after 2002.
Wyclef was in that too.
Yeah, he was. He was with DJ Khaled. DJ Khaled was his his enforcer.
His henchman.
Henchman. Yeah, at first I was like, he looks familiar. Then I looked it up, because you know it was on Prime. If you press pause, it tells you all the actors in that scene.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The DJ Khaled, he's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, man. Khaled was in that, man.
Man.
That must be when Wayne found him in the grocery store or the store that time, right?
No, they was on the side of the store.
Yeah, on the side of the store. You know what
you're saying? Say Lil Wayne.
That's when Lil Wayne found him, right? Yeah.
Well, you know. Wyclef has braids too. Maybe he confused them.
Well, other side of the store.
Because then he was outside of the CD store. He got discovered, man.
That's where he got discovered. Must got discovered in Jamaica. On the shoot of Sardis. You know what I mean?
That's crazy. I want to switch it up to some Canadian content now before we get out of here.
Fuck my head, cuz.
You didn't listen to Zayna's album, did you?
No, I listened to Zayna, no.
You listened to her
album. Yes, man. What Dollar Tree, Jennifer Lopez? I sure hell did.
It Canadian was good. Jennifer Lopez.
Okay, Canadian. Okay, Dollar Store, Jennifer Lopez.
You know what? I didn't even know that song, Hooked, is on Virgin Radio all the time. I didn't know it was her until I heard the album.
So that song, Hooked, also sampled from another song.
Shook by...
thank you.
What's that guy? He's Canadian, too. Mendez? Shawn Mendez?
Shawn Mendez, yeah.
Yeah. Thank no! Shawn Desmond.
Shawn Desmond. That girl has got me shook. Anyway.
Yeah, sure.
But it's called Hooked on her album. No, it was good. It was good. Her album was good. It was actually pleasant to listen to, right? But to me, she sounded a lot like Jennifer Lopez.
So. Hey, she was born in Brooklyn. She raised in Montreal. Okay. The thing is that I had two Canadian R&B albums to check out that I was going to pass to y'all. But I listened to another one, and I didn't mention her name because I'm a Canadian. I didn't want to say nothing bad about no Canadians. But needless to say, I didn't send that to y'all.
I
didn't send it to y'all. I thought.
The fuck you saying? That man, smoking. I don't know what he's speaking.
Where's the subtitles at? Where's the subtitles?
That was the callback. The shot.
I don't know.
That subtitle goes say no.
Nah.
No, nah, that's it. Just no.
Say two words. Yeah.
He just took us in a circle this now. He's like, yo, I have something to tell you guys, but you know, I don't. I have something to tell you.
Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. Are you just
Anyways.
So, who you beefing with, man?
His album was whack. I didn't send it to y'all. Okay. I'll tell you guys off.
Who's it from?
I ain't saying it on here. I said,
why?
Because I don't say nothing about bad about Canadians on here. Unless the name is
with
Drake.
Like, you didn't just drink for like an hour. I was really bad about Canadians on here.
I never said nothing bad about Canadians on here. What did I say bad about Drake?
He's like, oh, he's not worthy of Kendrick's.
No, I didn't.
See it in the playback.
Yeah.
You'll see his lies in the playback. Anyways.
You're going to edit that shit.
Yeah, you did.
Edit it right out, man. Anyways, let's talk about the Juno winner of Rap Song of the Year and Rap Album of the Year, Toby.
Okay.
I said song. With the album, Panic.
Mm.
One, I don't like his name.
Sounds like an app.
That's a Tubi.
Sounds like fucking Roots. Oh,
because I thought the album was production wise, it was off the charts.
It was
good. Album was great.
It was good album.
And his, he can sing and he can spit.
His voice when he spits is very similar to Kendrick's.
Yes,
it is.
That's why I called him the Canadian Kendrick. No disrespect. That's praise.
And I even felt that a lot of his beats were similar to what Kendrick would use.
Yeah.
Right, so
definitely.
So
some of it was like Pimp the Butterfly beats.
Yes,
yeah.
So, yes, maybe that's why I liked it so much.
Yeah,
it was real soulful, man.
It was a good album. It was a real good album.
Yeah, it was. I played from beginning to end. Ooh. But man,
it was good.
I like it all, man. I'm trying to pick out what my favorite one is, but
I
never skipped it all. I never skipped one song.
I skipped on like my third listen to, but
like the only thing I skipped is the outro at the end.
Yeah.
Right? Because it's I like basically the same as what was
the intro. Yeah, yeah. I like how he tied it back.
I like, man, that first song was crazy.
Mm.
Where he's talking about, where were you when Michael Jackson died? Where were you when the first time you touched it? Where were you when the towers? I was like, man.
Yeah. It made you think.
Yeah.
Where you when Michael Jackson died?
Made you think.
I know where I was.
I know where I was too.
I can't remember.
It was my birthday.
Oh, he died on your birthday?
He died on my birthday,
I was eating...
Michael Jackson do anything to get out to go on the year party,
Yeah, I remember too. I was home, and my dad came home, and he said, Michael Jackson died.
Yeah.
I was like, no, he didn't. I turned on the TV, all over the TV.
Yeah. I was...
I went out to drink that night.
Wow. Anyway. I was at the wife's aunt and uncle's eating chili when he passed.
I can't remember what I was doing.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I was saying. Yeah, yeah. Open Windsor Junction.
Jeez. Chili and Michael Jackson death.
That's some shit.
I was getting ready to get drunk.
Had to drink some Mike.
I was ready to walk on the door.
But back to Panic is the album. Really good, man. Y'all got to check this out.
Name fits his name.
Toby?
The album name fits his name. Panic, Toby. Panic and Slave.
Oh, my God. He did try to tie in his roots on there for sure.
Yeah, like, did he ever?
And then the cut just said roots. Oh, yeah, man.
I promise you I'm not involved in the Tyrone conspiracy. Shit. He did try to like mention. He didn't mention Africa like a bit in that. I can remember talking about growing up and
he's Nigerian roots.
Yeah, 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 he did try to tie it back, which is
the boat coming over. And everything else, yeah.
I respect. Jesus Christ. I respect that. You know, you live in the next country, you got to pick up your country. Is
no, definitely.
It's
all good. Jokes, bro. It's all jokes.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm going to keep listening to this album. There's a lot of throwaway albums. Like, I don't know if I've listened to
not a throwaway album, but I'm done with it.
Well, that's a throwaway album to me. No,
bro, yeah, that's it.
No, okay, so it's the same as J. Cole. It's just not my style.
Yeah,
I'm done with it, right? I'm more of a fun guy. I mean, so,
yeah.
Or 50 Cent make fun of Ja Rule.
There's some fun songs on there. Anyways, I'll keep listening to it. Yeah, man. I'm actually going to go back and listen to some of his older stuff. This is the first album I heard by him, and I was really impressed with it. So, yeah, I do want to check out more of his stuff. So that's Toby, and his album is Panic. Everybody go check it out.
I feel like this is an example of me not checking for a local Canadian artist, because I feel like I would now listen to this if, like, you guys didn't mention it.
You ain't you are Canadian. You're from Troy. But you act like you're from Bahamas, so you look for Bahamian music. So
it is, and I felt bad. I was like, man, you see, this is how you miss music. You miss good people. You get, like, this person won an award, and I still wasn't drawn to go listen to it.
Yeah, but look where they won the award. You know how you feel about that organization. Mm-hmm.
I have nothing wrong with the Junos.
Oh, sorry, my bad. He got nothing wrong with the Junos now because he's on a platform that he could win something at the Junos if we ever make it there. Yeah,
I have nothing wrong with the Junos.
That's why he got no problems with the Junos now.
Hey, it's a Waters. Waters. Nothing wrong with the Junos.
Especially the last Junos, that Nelly Furtado, man.
This guy is still on this road.
Him and T-Bone, man.
Them thighs, cuz. I mean...
We had this conversation before the board, right? We had this conversation right before the board about this.
These two did. I wasn't here for it.
Oh, man.
That's when we were over. Awesome, we were over two boys talking to Shay like at the time. Oh, am I? You got any more to talk about?
Yeah. I was thinking any more to talk about.
No, just the upcoming stuff. Sean Paul. He's coming to Halifax.
Yes.
And I probably should have wrote down the date.
4th. September 4th.
December?
September.
Oh, I thought you said December.
September 4th.
DJ Chef Lou said over there 3 hits. That's all Sean.
I don't know why Lou is hating, bro. Like, Sean Paul got a bunch of hits, bro.
Stuck and Like Glue, Temperature.
But what is going...
Get Busy.
What,
see, what's that one with...
Sasha?
No, with Beyonce. Is it Baby
Boy? Oh, that's Baby Boy.
Baby Boy?
Yeah.
Hot Shotter. With DMX?
It's a concert for women. Oh, it's a concert for women.
What else?
Nah, I think so. It's Sean Paul.
What's that song with Keisha Cole?
It's
the dancing.
I know the song, Andre. I can see the video.
Me too. Anyways.
Jeez, I can't remember. It's from Thingam. It's from
Step It Up. Or
Step It Up.
Yeah.
It's from Step It Up. Give It Up to Me.
Give it up to me. Yeah. Sean Paul got hits.
Sean Paul got so much hits.
Doesn't he have some Canadian roots too?
I don't know. I don't know that deep. Everybody's Canadian.
Yeah.
Let's have a drink.
50 Cent from Dartmouth.
No, but that's... what's going on with Halifax, though?
What do you mean?
It's the Junos, man.
No.
Killer Mike.
What's bringing all these...
I think the craziest thing is Killer Mike. He just won a Grammy.
What's happening? Like, who's coming in? Who's directing? Who's like pushing people this way?
Us, Ice Cube.
I think it's Ice Cube.
Ice Cube.
It's A. We Started a Podcast.
Ice Cube and Snoop. Okay, yeah, and A. We Started a Podcast. He wants to fucking with
Snoop.
Snoop and Ice Cube. Mm-hmm.
People are drawn now to how something is triggering them. Hey, I mean, I've not seen this much concerts flow through here.
If I'm going to give more responsibility or respect or whatever you want to for who's bringing them to Halifax more, so I would say Snoop. Snoop's been here multiple times.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Right?
I wouldn't say Snoop.
Well, who would you say?
I'd say that the fact that the Junos was here has something to do with it, and we had more bigger, like, SZA won there at the Juno Awards.
But SZA wasn't here.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But she still won a Juno.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that didn't go on her radar at all.
Yeah. You think Junos is why we're being triggered now by all these
concerts? No, I think that it's I don't think that there's this one trigger. I think that Snoop has something to do with it too. I think that just because if you see it, it was a slow buildup. Freak Kevin Hart coming here 3 times.
Yeah.
Would have something to do with bringing more big things here.
Something is happening, man. Like it's
Seinfeld came here. I know that. He might not be all that taste, but Seinfeld is a big deal.
Oh, Seinfeld is a huge deal.
You know what I mean?
It's
so like Dave Chappelle.
It's like a trend now.
Maybe they actually start letting niggas in the border.
Yeah, are we gonna start seeing like heavy hitters? Are we gonna start seeing like Drake level heavy hitters?
The thing is that if you followed Canadian hip hop for a while, Toronto was always like
the place
blow up.
Yeah.
But everyone in Toronto, if you've seen them in interviews and stuff, would say that Halifax is a huge hip hop has a lot of talent. Huge hip-hop album. They all said there's a lot of talent here.
Oh yeah.
It's like you gotta check the East Coast.
Yeah.
Even Cardinal in some interviews was talking about stuff.
Cardinal loves here.
Yeah, he said he gave a big up to Drake. I said Drake. Quake.
Wow.
Did he say Quake?
Well, maybe
has
it's
he
Quake.
Ever did anything
it's Quake. It's Cardinal, Quake.
Cardinal's been here.
Has Cardinal ever do anything with Drake?
I don't know.
Drake?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I've never.
That's kind of crazy, eh?
Not to my mind.
Because Drake considers Cardinal a great. He said a lot of time. Yeah, Lil Wayne said it too.
Did he do anything with one person? Okay.
What happened?
Maestro, did he ever do anything with
Maestro? Oh, okay. Ooh,
Drake.
That's a very good question.
Maestro's the fucking godfather.
He is.
You know, so don't
surprise
me. And
that might be another factor because Maestro now lives in New Brunswick.
Mm.
So that maybe that's why a lot
of. He lives in New Brunswick?
Yeah.
Yes. Bro. He's in St. John, I believe.
Oh, shit.
That's why maybe a lot of heat, because a lot of, you know, there's a lot of stuff coming to Moncton, eh?
Yeah.
And. Everyone knows that we're bigger than Moncton.
Mm-hmm. Something's buzzing, man.
Whatever it is, I'm glad it's buzzing. And I hope it keeps on.
There's somebody at play here, man.
It needs to calm down for a minute, nigga. I'm broke.
I know. Oh, like speaking of that, because we said we was going to say it.
Mm.
Snoop Dogg, Warren G.
No, you see, you're going to say
it. And DJ Quick.
Oh. Uh-oh.
I really wanted to go to that concert by $800 a ticket.
Nigga, that's for floor seats.
That's like right in
that's
front,
all, that's the only place I sit.
Shit. Now, that's the bougie. That's
the bougie. You're trying to be bougie and shit. Never mind.
That's some $130 tickets up in the rafters.
Go up in the rafters so you can smoke your dope.
$130.
No. $130 to get a seat that you can see from home.
Yo, you think people smoking in the Scotiabank Arena?
We did before.
Yeah, when I went to Snoop Dogg, I seen nigga. Yeah.
Oh,
nigga,
shit.
It was fucking hilarious.
Well, get so
and it wasn't even legal then.
Yeah, it wasn't legal. We all got patted down before we went into the doors, right? Our shit was still on us.
Mm.
They're just checking for weapons, right? We get there, Snoop get on stage. If you got one, light it up. Then you want to see so many joints come out of people's fucking pockets. Cloud of smoke. Couldn't even see the stage no more. Snoop so coming. Fucking lit.
Y'all know why Snoop won that Canada tour, right? He didn't float around. Like.
Oh, Snoop would tell you that the best weed ever smoked was in Vancouver.
Oh, yeah?
Snoop, yeah, man.
What you say?
I say a bunch of states are good now to legalize weed.
Oh, yeah. Colorado was like one of the first ones.
Mm. It's only some weird ones.
A bunch of weed smokers put a song, Tech N9ne and a bunch of other guys put a song called Colorado Road. And that's all it was about. That was a good song.
Bruh.
Yo, am I doing a shout out or not?
Shout out for who? What's happening?
No, we were just going to shout out somebody else. Tell you off camera.
But oh, we'll deal with that later. Chef Lou is getting deal the with that later. Chef Lou has waved it off.
All right.
Do all not right. lie there.
All right. Well, that's it.
I thought we had one more talk about.
What?
One more album.
And what am I missing? What?
The one you told me to listen to.
The other one. Which one?
Uh-oh.
Bryson.
Oh, Bryson Tiller.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Shit. Shh. I didn't finish listening to that.
Okay.
And he didn't listen to it at all.
I didn't. Well, we'll I heard the hits, day. Though. I heard the hits. What's that song called? It was Calypso, and it's another song.
Calypso's hot.
It's another song he had out first.
Persuasion?
He had a single out.
Forget. Oh, we'll talk about it next week.
Talk about it next
week.
I listened to it, though.
Because I want to be able to breathe with it. Too much stuff came out this week, man. I was going between Joyner and Cole, and Joyner and Cole, and Toby, and how do you spell the name? Z-Z-E-I-N-A.
Bootleg J-Lo.
She Canadian with disrespect with her. Zayna. Zayna. One of the two. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Y'all see the clips yesterday?
No.
Damn.
Why, did you do them?
I looked at it, but sorry.
Oh, you didn't do them, though?
Eclipse?
Oh, Eclipse.
Yeah, the Eclipse.
Oh, I thought I said, did you see the clips?
No.
That's what I was going to say. Why, did you do
them? Yeah, said, did that do them?
No, I
of course
it.
Not.
I watched it. But hey, why, how did he ask me though? He said, no, I didn't do them. No, I didn't do them.
And then, okay.
Yeah, I looked at the eclipse. That was neat, man.
Yeah, it's cool.
We'll never see it again in our lifetime.
It's, so. Well, 2044. We'll be here.
I thought it was later than that.
I think it's 2044.
Is it 44? I heard it was 2078.
I seen 44, but I don't know.
I think 44 is a lunar eclipse, not a solar eclipse. Okay. Yeah.
I don't know. So I'm not even going to throw the date up there. Like, I know what we're going on about.
Oh, shoot.
Anyways, I'm John Gizzy. You know who Rizzy, a.k.a. Philly G, because they know who I be. I'm here with King Tigger.
The King of Kings.
DJ Laton.
I'm back.
Shebang bang.
Nah, I cut that.
I know. I ain't heard shebang bang in a while.
That's good.
We ain't got enough fucking gin in them. That's
did not stick.
Oh, all right.
I was trying to pause on my foot. This is... Gin.
You trying to pour some more?
Yeah, he said gin. Oh, shit. All right, we out. Peace.